hot and talk
for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
Right, if you're wondering what's going on in the city over the course of the next 7 days, it's very busy. You want to find a bit more out about Festival of Fire, Piano Wars at Camp and Furnace, loads of music festivals coming our way as well. We're also going to do a venue of the week. It's The Guide, Liverpool, with Jay Hind, and it's next.
When it comes to love, what's normal? Love doesn't care about gender, where you're from, or what others may think. Love won't age, fade, or hold a grudge when you mess up or overcook the dinner. Love will spend an evening in with you, enjoy a meal for two on the couch with you, sharing private jokes or pinching chips. Here's to every kind of love and every kind of special night in. McCain, we are family.
Get the latest showbiz at radiocitytalk.co.uk. Because they don't just have red carpets at Anfield.
I am your sanctuary, your little nest, your space to grow, your place to rest. I'm a reflection of you and all your stuff, a welcome sight when your day's been tough. I'm where memories are made in every room, where families and relationships bloom. I'm the four walls you call your own, the happy place that you call home.
Whatever makes your ideal home, M&S Bank now offer mortgages with £1,000 cash back on first-time buyer mortgages. Search M&S Bank Mortgages. Terms and conditions apply. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
At Thomas Cook Airlines, we've got great deals to the USA. So great, in fact, you'll be excited even after you've landed. Here's Holly from Manchester on the 86th floor of the Empire State Building.
My word, just unreal.
Incredible view of Manhattan, ain't it?
Oh, sure, but I just can't believe I flew from Manchester to the USA for just £359.99 return.
Fly direct from Manchester to destinations across the USA from just £359.99 return. Discover more offers aircrafted for you at thomascookairlines.com. Selected dates, limited availability, terms and conditions apply.
Adventure is my middle name. So when offered a flat white Costa with coconut milk instead, I leap forth into the unknown and say, yes, please. And when offered a bacon roll or egg muffin for just £2, I give them £2.
Trek into Costa and be adventurous this new year. Buy any Medio Massimo hot drink or flat white before 11 a.m. and get a bacon roll or egg muffin for £2. Offer ends 28th of February. See costa.co.uk/terms for participating stores.
World Series boxing is coming to Liverpool. Liverpool's 2017 European champion and World Championship bronze medalist Peter McGrail leads the British Lionhearts as they take on Italia Thunder at the Auditorium Echo Arena Liverpool. Friday, March 2nd. Tickets only £20. EchoArena.com.
Universal Credit is opening up work for thousands of people across the country, providing support for people out of work or who start on a low income. It can top up your wages when you start a new job, making sure it's worth your while. And if your wages change, your Universal Credit changes automatically, giving you one less thing to worry about. So now it pays to take whatever job opportunities you find. Universal Credit, opening up work. Find out more at gov.uk/openingupwork.
We've been thinking about Janice and how she's got a lot on her plate. So when she leaves her phone behind after tasting 6 different wedding cakes, including one called Vanilla Vogue, she's more worried about squeezing into her dress than whether her mobile banking information is safe. That's because the NatWest Secure app comes with Face ID login to help you feel safe whenever you bank with us. Search NatWest Secure app. NatWest, we are what we do.
App eligibility criteria apply. Face ID login available on iPhone 10.
Rock, sport and talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, this is your number one guide to what's happening in our city for the next 7 days. Each and every Wednesday, Jay Hind from theguideliverpool.co.uk brings it to you. Morning to you, Jay.
Good morning.
How's your week been, we're
number one.
Number one.
Number one guide in the city. That's what
you've always got to be top, haven't you?
You have.
Again, on your social media this week, I've seen lots of pictures of you just enjoying yourself.
Do you know, I went to Centre Parks, actually. So I got out of Liverpool at the weekend. Oh, it's great there. You feel like you're in a little bubble for a weekend. It's
Lake
lovely.
District Centre Parks?
Down south.
Nottingham.
Woburn Forest. Brand new. Really good.
Yeah. New, is it?
Brand new.
Yeah. What did you get up to there?
We just chilled, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't do any of the activities. There was all sorts of sports and things. I went bowling.
See you bowling.
I was good, actually, yeah? Steve. Yeah.
Ten-pin bowling,
proper right. Bowling, you know, with the shoes on and everything. That was good. But yeah, check it out, Centre Box. Brilliant.
Excellent stuff. Right, in our very own city.
There's tons going on.
What's this Festival of Fire?
It's called Feast of Fire, this. So this isn't happening this week. This is happening in Easter. So it's taking over St. John's Gardens, which, of course, is just behind St. George's Hall. Beautiful gardens. They're putting on a kind of mini festival for 7 days. Sizzling displays, kind of fire throwing, lots of fire artists from across the globe coming to Liverpool. There'll be a flaming arch, there'll be sculptured metallic trees, fiery food and drink. We spoke to John, who's the guy behind it, to tell us more.
So, Feast of Fire, we are going to bring a fire garden, which is a series of metal sculptures that burn using gas and flames. It's very, very dynamic, beautiful, enthralling, and we're going to fill the gardens with these sculptures. We're going to add to that some fiery performers who'll be animating the space as people walk around. And then up at the top, in the sort of fiery food court, we're bringing a food and drink offer, where all the food and drink will be made using fire. And I don't mean Calagas rings, I mean actual fire.
I hope nothing else sets on fire.
I don't think it will. I think it'll all be safe and okay. But it's kind of going to be one of them things that you've got to go and see to kind of understand and believe it. So I don't think we'll really know what it is all about until that first night. So there's two sittings every day. One is for the kids and for the family. Mm-hmm. That's 6:30 till 8:30. And then adults only of a night. And they've teamed up with some of Liverpool's biggest organisations. So Liverpool Pride, Liverpool Soul Fest, the Casimir, have all got their own individual nights, bringing kind of elements of Liverpool's culture to Feast of Fire. It looks brilliant. There's a video going online very soon, so you can check that out, my interview with John. But that is Easter holidays at St. John's Gardens.
Have they done it before this?
They've done it in other cities. They've never done it in Liverpool, but I think they're kind of taking it to a new level in Liverpool as well. So something very different, and as I say, you've got to see it to believe it. It's going to be good.
Fire's
you'll have a good view from up here as well.
What? Yeah, I'll just see it. It's glowing, won't I?
To go.
Right, let's move on. What have we got? Piano Wars. I like the sound
Piano
of this.
Piano Wars. So this kicked off about 2 weeks ago. So Camp and Fairness, we've mentioned Camp and Fairness a lot. They are brilliant in putting on these big, unique events, and they pull ideas from all over the globe. They've took this idea from America and they've scoused it up, and it's Piano Wars. So basically every Friday they've got a big party to kick off the weekend in style at Camp and Fairness, and they've got two grand pianos with some amazing pianists, and they kind of do a battle. They go into battle. You can put requests their way, and one of them things you've got to go and
Does
see.
It look amazing?
I haven't been yet, and I'm planning on going on Friday night. But check it out, Piano Wars at Camp and Fairness every single Friday now as well. So perfect way to end your week and get down there and kick off your weekend.
So
style.
It's the same two pianists basically, sort of fighting out against each
fighting
other.
Out, so like a battle of the pianos. So go and check.
It's
it out.
It's an incredible skill, isn't it? When you see a pianist hell for leather on a piano.
I can play Chariots of Fire just about, and that's it. That's my piano skills done. But no, check Piano Wars. Really, really does look good.
You'd be out in the first round, you would, with Chariots of Fire.
Definitely.
That's at the Camp and Furnace. Right, it's a year which is going to see loads of brilliant music festivals in our city.
We put something on the site last week, 25 big music festivals coming to town. There's literally every genre covered in 2018. First off, I've just pulled a few. There's full 25 on the website. Liverpool Disco Festival is back. This is huge now. This again at Camp and Fairness. And it's on Saturday the 31st of March. So if you love your disco, you love them 70s vibes, go and check that one out. Sound City, of course, is back this year. Mm. So the past 2 years, it's been down on the Docklands. Just up by the Titanic Hotel. It's now back in the city. People loved it when it was in the city centre and that kind of running round to check out your favourite band. And we spoke to one of the guys, we spoke to Becky to tell us why they moved.
We had a fantastic 3 years on the docks and it was amazing because we were able to put on some really good massive acts like the Flaming Lips. Although we've had some great experiences on the docks, we kind of lost a little bit of that emerging talent discovery. So we thought it was time for us to revisit that and go back to that element that we've always really loved.
Everyone loves Sound City.
They do. The good thing with Sound City, though, like the lineup this year, you kind of look and think, I don't really know any of the bands on this lineup. They've got Peace playing this year. The DMAs are playing. There's the Slow Readers Club. If you're thinking you don't really know them, you will find your next favourite artist. Ed Sheeran, one of his first gigs was at St. George's Hall, Sound City, you know, a good few years ago. Florence and the Machine played Sound City years ago before they got big. So you will find your next favourite band or musician. So check it out. Sound City is back 5th and 6th of May.
I'm looking on your website at the moment, so theguideliverpool.com. I can't believe you didn't have for us to talk about the region's biggest ever dog show.
Well, Dog Mania, yes.
Dog Mania's coming to Liverpool.
It comes, that's the Easter holidays as well. It's coming to the exhibition centre. Over 1,000 dogs all in the exhibition centre. There's all sorts of craft shows and yeah. dog walkie things and whatever else. But if you've got a dog or you love your dogs, check out
it's Dog like Crofts, is it?
I think, without the showing
the dogs bit.
But it's brought to you by Merseyside Dogs Home, so serious aspect to it too, but check it out.
I'm liking the idea of that.
That's gone up this morning.
Though. Huge dog show. There's a picture of a dog holding a ticket. That's the dog the Dog Mania advertising on there. Right, who's your venue of the week?
Venue of the week, we're talking music. It's the BME, the British Music Experience. Have you been down yet?
No.
It's in the Cunard
I went to it before it launched.
It's brilliant. It really is. And we don't shout about this enough. It's based in Liverpool. It come up from London to base itself here in Liverpool in our beautiful Cunard building. And, of course, it tells the story of British music through interactive exhibitions. They've got lots of memorabilia, suits and costumes, lots of instruments there. The reason I love it is they do these special theme days and theme nights. So they do, like, Q&As with musicians or with producers. And tomorrow, if you like Morrissey, I'm not the biggest Morrissey fan.
Oh, I like Morrissey.
But there's a big, big kind of fan exhibition of Morrissey and all the good things that he's done at the BME. It's a super fan from Liverpool who's putting on this exhibition. There's a Q&A later on in the night. And just like Morrissey, they're serving vegan and vegetarian food all day at the BME Cafe. And if you turn up in a Morrissey or a Smith's T-shirt, you get 20% off your admission price. So check it out. But tons and tons always on at the BME. If you love your music, go and check it out. X Factor, the Brits, Oasis, the Beatles, it's all celebrated down in the Cunard.
They've got some original Bowie stuff down there as well, haven't they?
Tons of Bowie stuff. And of course, the Brits are on tonight. So perfect day to go and check it out.
I'd miss that.
Brits are tonight.
Is it on live? Is it on the telly tomorrow?
It's on the telly tonight, yeah.
It's on tonight?
On tonight.
What, an hour delay? Something like that. It's not going to be live,
Brits,
is it?
You know?
Are you sure? The BAFTAs had a 2-hour delay the other night.
I think the Brits might be live.
And the Brits is a little bit edgy, isn't it?
It always is. They always have their moments, like Jarvis Cocker running on stage and pulling his pants down and stuff, you remember? So, yeah, expect some.
Who's hosting it?
Jack Whitehall is hosting tonight, comedian.
See, you should be at the Brits. You love all that stuff, right? Still on the front page of the guide, Liverpool.com, is Chinese New Year, so Year of the Dog.
It was so good this weekend. Really good.
It was all right. We were out there, the team here at City Talk.
Well, I've heard about your Friday night in Chinatown. Yeah.
Some of them didn't behave. Yes. They behaved like the Year of the Dog, some of them.
David Downey, was he?
He had a dragon head on him at one point.
I've heard all about it.
Did you enjoy your Chinese New Year?
We've got loads of video content from the weekend.
Right.
Thousands descended on the city over the weekend, so check it out. We've got a full video from Chinatown on Sunday.
Looks absolutely superb. Thank you very much, Jay. Anything else you wanted to mention, or are we all up
Sunset
to date?
Sunset Boulevard is on at the Empire. They've got a beer festival. Always a good beer festival in Liverpool. The Liverpool Beer Festival is on at the Crypt on Saturday. Tons going on. We've got a full guide and your weekly listings on the website.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Radio City Talk.